On the brand new listener app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with Joey and Billy.
He dobs to Taylor Walker as across the ground he sprints. Another happy customer getting top delivery from Bernie.
Oh, that's as what a unique intro as I've heard, but I don't mind that. We do have Bernie Vince online, of course. Played 229 games with the Crows and Melbourne. Only one of six players to win a best and fairest at two clubs, mind you, and dominating Triple M in Adelaide on the Rush Hour and Dead Set Legends. And, of course, now a father of two recently had a little girl, Olivia, to join two-year-old Harvey. Welcome to the show, Bernie. How's fatherhood?
Yeah, good, boys. It is. It's a bit tougher with two, Joey, and as you would know, Bill, but you've always got to have someone. You've got to be designated to one of them. So I've just taken Harvey under my wing. Yeah. He comes everywhere with me now, which it's a bit awkward when I'm still at the pub at night. But anyway, he's I tuck him in the pram. But Abby's been a superstar really with little Olivia because she wakes up every few hours and broken sleep, mate. I thought I sort of knew what I was in for, but I don't really want to go through that. So I've just been sleeping in with Harvey. We've been having a great time in the spare room.
Hey, well done there. And Joey, you've got your second baby on the way too, haven't you,
mate? 8 weeks away, so I need some advice off Bernie.
Well, Bernie just gave you some good advice there. And welcome to the number one Rush Hour too, by the way, Bernie. But what's going on over there? One, I want to know what you're doing in Adelaide living back there. But tell you what, with the boy, with your good mates Rory Sloan and Tex, you two have got babies all about the same age, and you'll be going to kinder together, you'll go to schoolies together. Jeez, you'll have some fun.
Schoolies together.
Jeez, you've got a bit of time before we do that. But what I am worried about, Bill, is that they've both had two sons. So I'm the only one with a daughter. And soon as I'll tell you, I don't even reckon I told anyone yet before Tex had sent a text through saying, oh, beautiful, she's going to be perfect for Hugo. that's his lad. I said, hang on a second. But, nah, it is funny. They're very, very close, both kids. So I don't know. We must have got together one night and thought, well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Bernie, of course, you are the co-host of the Adelaide Rush Hour. And I must admit, you and Andrew Jarman are hilarious. Yes. I love Jars. Yes. He's very good. And I thought Greg Blewett was meant to be joining you guys this year. Is he on it? Because I hardly hear him speak. Does Greg Blewett pipe up? Because you two are terrific. I'm not sure about Bluey.
That's a very, very good question. I get asked the same thing a lot. And they say, well, is Bluey just part-time? We don't hear him much. But you know what? Generally, I pump our show up and talk the boys up. And he was on your show last week. And just went hell for leather and potted all of us and just had a bit of a cheap shot. So, I mean, me and Jars are the real entertainment, and Bluey sort of just fits in. You know what? He's come from that. He just comes from that selfish sort of cricketer. You know,
not a team player.
They play in a team, but it's all about themselves, you know, and celebrating those hundreds and that. Not that he got many at test level, but
you wouldn't believe it. I reckon we've got him. He's on the boundary right now for us.
Oh, is he? Well,
Greg Blewett on the boundary for Bob Jane Team Arts.
Clean belly, bill of health. Clean bill of health for both teams down here, guys.
Hey, if I know something, Bill, you just play between. Well, you play in the V, don't you? You just go to things you know how to say. That was just one. I reckon he sort of planned that on the way to the game that day and thought, I'm going to throw this in. I'm going to look smart. And then when the lights come on, all of a sudden, just hit himself, didn't he? But we have a bit of fun with that one. And,
that's
I'm
good.
Not sure why he does go on the boundary because he's never really played too many games. He was a sort of a scared outside wingman from all reports.
Hey, mate, also, now we don't hear much about the Crows and Port over here. Now, don't go on too long, but how are both clubs travelling?
Yeah, well, at opposite ends of the ladder, and they played each other on the weekend in a bit of a practice game, an unofficial practice game, and Port sort of flogged them. So, and they play again this Sunday, and they're poles apart, to be honest. There's a couple of young kids I don't mind the look of at Adelaide. There's a guy called Luke Pedler and Sam Berry that are going to come in and play really well. And obviously, Phil Thorpe, Ben, number two pick, kicked four goals, I think, last weekend. So he'll be in round one selection for Port Adelaide. I just think they get having Alir come in and Fantasia. I just think it sort of completes them. And Fantasia had a little patch there in the trial game last weekend where he kicked two goals and he's just looked really energetic through that half forward line. So pretty exciting year, I reckon, for Port Adelaide. I've got them in my. I know it's a long way away, but so schoolies, Bill, you mentioned before. But grand final, I've got them playing in the grand final this year, Port Adelaide. And I think they'll be very, very disappointed if they don't, after being only a goal off last year. So, and they've come out and publicly stated that. So I love when clubs come out and say, "Nah, we're playing in the grand final this year." Made a big statement, and they're accountable to it.
Yeah, they're my premiership tip at this stage, Bernie. I think that they tick all the boxes, the power, and they should be playing in a grand final. What about, just quickly, your other mob, Melbourne? Is this the year that they can bounce back and play finals? Because I'm pretty bullish on them as well. What's the word coming out of the D's camp?
Well, I keep saying that every year. You know, we have this conversation. No, they'll be right. They'll bounce back this year. They'll bounce back this year, and they keep letting us down. So I really hope so. It's not good with, you know, the new recruit Ben Brown going down, and he's going to miss a fair bit of footy, and Sam Wiedemann going down as well, because the problem has been that key forward role. And getting Ben Brown in, we thought was going to fix that, and they're both going to be out for a bit of time. So Tom McDonald really needs to stand up, doesn't he?
Yep.
It's time for him. He's on a long-term contract on big money, signed when he had that really good year, kicked over 50 goals, I think. So he just really needs to stand up. So, and the smalls around him, Jake Melchum and these sort of guys, need to kick goals as well. Probably some goals from the midfield too. But good to see Max Gawn re-signed again yesterday for another 4 years. So been a superstar of the club.
He has indeed. Hey, Bernie, great hearing your voice, mate. All the best over there in Adelaide. And thanks for coming on the number one Rush Hour.
You actually got that out. I actually understood you then, Bill. Well done.